Hello.
Hi, Dina Lee. This is Faggy calling from Family First Care. Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I've been trying to get through to you for a few weeks. Are you still interested in home care? Yeah.
I could have sworn we spoke the other day.
I'm not sure. Looks like the last time.
Yeah, you called
able
me
to reach you.
Saying the same thing, and then you said...
Last time I was able to get through to you was June 17th, almost a month ago.
I could have sworn we talked this month.
Did you speak to someone from the county assistant's office or the broker?
I don't... That's the thing. I don't know who called now, because I could have sworn it was you that I spoke to.
Not sure.
That they just... They had only said that... Still waiting to hear from the county assistant's office. That's all I'm waiting for.
So what I heard today, I got an answer from the county assistant's office. They said, even though, you remember about a month ago, we called in to the broker because the county never received your information?
Yeah.
They said they still don't have it. So that's what the update that I got this morning. So I'm not sure who you spoke to, or maybe you have another agency involved. I'm not really sure. But if you're available, I would love to call in with you and try to get the application information, the document that they need. I would try to get it directly to me so I can make sure it gets to the county assistant's office.
Okay. I am so confused because I don't understand. I could have sworn I spoke to you.
Not sure. Maybe even if it was me.
We even text, so I don't understand.
Yeah, but even so, we were waiting for an answer from the county, and this is the answer that they gave me this morning. So it's
okay.
Still, they're still saying they haven't gotten it, which makes no sense because we called more than once to the broker, right? You remember that?
Right. I even called myself, and they keep saying they're waiting to hear from them, but I don't understand.
I know. So let's try this. Let me see if there's any way I could get them to send it to you or directly to me. So that we don't have to, you know, wait for the county to get it. I'll just email them directly.
Okay.
Okay, let me get them on the line just a second.
All right.
Independent enrollment. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling, if you need to send application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Catherine. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
To check the status.
Are you calling on behalf of yourself or someone else?
Someone else, and she's on the line with me.
And what is your relationship to the consumer?
Home care agency.
Your title there?
Enrollment coordinator.
And the name of your agency?
Family First Care.
And your name?
Faggy, spelled F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y. First initial to my last is S as in Sam.
Did you enrollment coordinator with the home care agency, Real Nature, full last name?
Okay, it's Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
Thank you. And the phone number that you're calling from?
267-551-7417.
And the applicant is on the line?
Yes, she is.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine, and I am with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I now need to obtain some personal information, and please note, we will not speak to anyone in regard to your application without your written or verbal consent. And are you giving me your verbal consent to obtain your personal information and discuss the status of your application with the enrollment coordinator on the line?
Yes.
Can I have your name?
Dina Lee Fuentes.
You said?
D as in dog, I, N as in Nancy, A, L, E, E as in elephant. And my last name is Fuentes. It's F as in Frank, U, E, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, S as in Sally.
Okay. Is Dina Lee your full first name?
Yes. It's all together.
Okay. Okay. And verify for me your date of birth and your address, please, ma'am.
January 9th, 2000. My address is 2755 North Waterloo Street, Philadelphia, PA 19133.
And your contact number?
215-917-1678.
Okay. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, give me a moment to check your medical assistance status. All right, just a moment now. Okay, your application is being reviewed by the County Assistance Office to determine your financial eligibility for services. Have you received a letter requesting any financial information? Has any financial information been submitted to their office?
Yes, we submitted all the bank statements. The issue is the County Assistance Office is telling us that I got a message from them
okay,
this
just
morning.
A moment. Just a moment, Ms. Schwartz. Just a
okay.
moment, Ms. Schwartz.
Sure.
Okay, in addition to getting your personal information with the enrollment coordinator on the line, are you giving the enrollment coordinator permission to speak during this call?
Yes.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was saying that they sent a message this morning that they have still not received the PA 1768.
Give me a moment. I was just checking that. We sent that over to them on June 16th. Let me confirm if it's been scanned. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
In a box. No.
You said that a consumer received an email?
Sorry?
You say there was an email received?
Yes, I received an email after checking for an update with them.
Oh. sent it over on June 16th, and the response was success.
It's so weird. They're telling us this more than once. We called in previously. I don't know why
Okay, I'm gonna check to see if it's been scanned. If it's not scanned, I'll just send another one. It's not a problem.
Okay. Is there any way we can get a copy of it?
No, we can't send. No, that's going straight to the. We don't send PA 1768s out to the consumer. They would have to get that from the county assistance office.
Okay.
That's generated through another department.
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
Annabelle.
Okay, so I see where they scanned it in on June 16th. I can send them another one, or you can send them an email telling me. Saying that you contacted Maximus and I
okay.
see where it was scanned on June 16th, but I'll send another one over there, but I don't see why they can't see it in their system because I'm looking in their system and I can see it.
I don't know why. I'll let them know. You could send
okay,
out another
I'll
one.
Just send it, yeah, and yeah, just let them know to check June 16th because I'm looking right at it. Just
okay,
a moment.
I'll send them another email right now.
Okay, is there anything else that I can assist you all with?
Nope, thank you so much.
Okay, well, I do want to thank you both for speaking with me today. And Ms. Dina Lee, if you have any further questions or concerns, please give us a call back at the number that you called today. We do support applicants who have any complaints or grievances throughout this process, and you may be receiving a survey follow-up call regarding your satisfaction with this visit. We're also creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed this process to give us feedback on how we can enhance or improve the process. And if you are approved for the services and would like to offer us your feedback, please give us a call and we will add you as a participant. And at this time, would you like to participate in a brief customer service survey?
Not at the moment.
Okay, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you for your help.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm sending them an email now with the information that you gave. I'm not sure why they're having such a hard time on your case, but hopefully they'll review it today and get back to me. And I asked them if they want me to send in the statements again because I do still have those from when you originally got them.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are you guys located by any chance?
In Philadelphia.
Okay, but no, like where?
Where? You want the address?
Yeah, I just want to see for myself, because I'm trying to, since we've been communicating, I would like for everything to be with you guys once everything is finalized. You know, that's just something I have to let my mom know, because that's, you that will be you and her. I can't know about
right
anything.
Okay, sure.
So.
So the address is 1 Winding Drive in Philadelphia.
Can you spell it for me? I don't
sure.
want to spell it wrong.
W I N D I N G.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. We'll be in touch, okay?
Yes, I appreciate everything.
Of course. Take care.
Yes, you as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.